Hey everyone, just wanted to give you a heads up that I made a little mistake in this week's episode, and so I wanted to put in a correction to let you know about it. In the episode, I say that the moon moved into Aquarius on the 17th, and that is incorrect. The moon actually moved into Aquarius on the 18th, so the moon was still in Capricorn on the 17th, and I just totally missed the moon's conjunction with Pluto. So that would have happened pretty late in the evening on the 17th and like into the early hours of the 18th is when we might have been feeling some intensity in our emotions. You know, something from the past might have resurfaced, or perhaps something that we've been trying to ignore or tamp down just couldn't be held back any longer. We might have felt like we were in the mood for some alone time so we could be a little introspective, but also spending time with a small group or one other person that you feel you can be really raw and real with. That might have also been exactly what was needed as well. So my apologies. Everything I do say in this episode about the moon in Aquarius still stands. It's just that the moon, so just for reference, moon was in Capricorn from November 16th to November 18th, and the moon will be in Aquarius from November 18th until November 20th. All right, let me know if you have any questions. Hopefully that doesn't confuse things too much. And thanks so much. Enjoy the episode. Hey friends, it's Jay. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you all had a really lovely new moon in Scorpio and a cute little Mercury sextile Venus. Hit me up on Instagram at Jasmine's Astrology. Let me know how it's all been showing up for you. Speaking of which, we have, and by we, I mean the Cosmic Map Coven. We have our very first monthly circle coming up on November the 19th, 10 a.m. Eastern. And the monthly circle is where we talk about how the astrology has been showing up for us. We're going to talk about Scorpio season, eclipses, the Mars Kazemi, which I'm going to talk about today, lots of other stuff. It's a chance to really see how the astrology comes to life for fellow astrology enthusiasts and kind of learn astrology from each other, you know, learn it through the lived experience, which I think is the best way to really learn astrology. So you can still sign up for that and join us on the 19th. Even if you miss it, I'm going to record it. So there's going to be a replay. This is also your last week to get my Saturn in Pisces ebook as a bonus when you sign up. So that is an ebook that has just a ton of information on Saturn moving through Pisces. There's horoscopes for all 12 rising signs. I talk about some tarot cards that are associated with Pisces. It's got some info on how Jupiter will play into it because Jupiter is the ruler of Pisces. It's a thick ebook. You get it for free when you sign up to the Coven, but only if you sign up before Scorpio season ends. It's a little Scorpio season bonus promo or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, last day to get that would be the 21st. Okay, that's it. That's the news. Let's dive into the transits. On November 17th, Mars in Scorpio and the Sun in Scorpio will both trine Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 24 degrees. These aspects are happening within about 6 hours of each other, so they're very much of a piece. I'm just going to talk about them together. This is happening on a Friday in the Eastern time zone, and it feels like a Friday when we want to clock out early. You know, we want to leave the schedule a little bit lighter if possible, because with a double Neptune activation, the energy feels very mellow, very dreamy. It's not really a time to push forward with something and get a lot done. It feels much more conducive to creativity, imagination, and spiritual practices, but not so much for checking off our to-do lists and feeling a linear type of productivity. We might be really called towards giving up some of the control, like loosening our grip on things and just really being present for whatever is actually showing up in the moment. With Mars-Neptune interactions, we can sometimes feel like we are trying to wield a sword in water. We are putting out so much effort and not a lot is happening. Now, I think as a society, we really tend to romanticize this idea of going with the flow. Sometimes it is really nice, right? But sometimes being in the flow of things simply means witnessing where you're at, no matter where you're at, and trying to make some kind of peace within the simple acknowledgement of being in that place. You know, sometimes being in the flow means working through stagnation. And I kind of wonder if, because this is a trine configuration, you know, we might just be more willing to approach working through that stagnation and being okay with exactly where we are. Now, the big news for this weekend is that on November 18th, Mars will conjunct the Sun in Scorpio at 25 degrees. If you have planets or points at 25 degrees of Scorpio, this is such a big moment for that planet, for that part of your chart. I will tell you personally that my ascendant degree is 25 degrees of Scorpio, and I am so freaking eager to see how this all unfolds. Yeah. And you know what? I'm fucking eager. I'm not freaking eager. I'm fucking eager. Let's curse. It's Mars, and I'm a Martian ruled person. All right. Mars Kazemi, this is a new cycle beginning for Mars. As the warrior planet moves through the purifying fire of the sun, it is rebirthed with a new mission and renewed ambition. This conjunction, or Kazemi, happens every 2 years, but the last time it happened in Scorpio was on November 8th, 1991. So yeah, this is quite a special occasion, I would say. You know, the magic of this Kazemi is heightened thanks to Mars being in its own sign. A Mars Kazemi is kind of a chance to really sharpen the kitchen knives so that our cooking prep is faster and more efficient. So after we had that real, like, trying to wield a sword through water energy of Mars and Neptune, we come out of that and we get this chance to really sharpen and focus. This is an excellent day to set a bold and courageous challenge for yourself, especially within the Scorpio part of your chart. Actually, specifically within the Scorpio part of your chart. You may also look to the Aries part of your chart, which is also ruled by Mars, and just like Marsy things in general in your life. But this is a very special moment, a special time for the Scorpio part of your chart. And this challenge doesn't have to be something that you're going to achieve in the coming weeks, even though we know Mars likes to move quickly and get shit done. But Mars is moving on a 2-year time frame, a 2-year cycle. And when it hits this conjunction point, this Kazemi, this reset, we are then able to look forward into the future just in that 2-year period and say, this is how I really want to challenge myself over the next 2 years. These are the things I want to accomplish. And then we can set out achieving those things, giving ourselves that time frame, that timeline. There's a very strategic and specific energy here that we can really take advantage of to get clear about our motivations and our passions. We have a chance today with this Kazemi to really decide what's worth fighting for and what battles have reached their conclusion, you know, where we can put the sword down. A Kazemi is a very internal and private energy, which is all the more amplified, you know, with it happening in Scorpio, a very internal and private sign. So this is really a day of seed planting. It's a little bit like stuff happening under the radar, which is why I don't love it on a collective scale. You know, the sun does signify leaders, Mars can signify war. And so I think we should be really weary of like what might be happening behind closed doors and just keep that in mind. Mars will be hidden by the sun until January of 2024. So something that happens today might not even come into full focus or even sort of start to gain real traction until January 2024. Now, as a collective, I do think we can use this Mars Kazemi energy to really strategize and determine a clear action plan, action steps to take in our fight for freedom and justice. And I just want to say, Kazemi, for those that don't know, is actually derived from an Arabic phrase
meaning in the heart of. So I just want to shout out the roots of that word that astrologers very often use without a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't often credit where it comes from. It's an Arabic phrase, means in the heart of. Mars will be in the heart of the sun. All right. On November 19th, there are no major aspects. The moon did move into Aquarius on the 17th, and it will be there until the 20th. And the moon in Aquarius is really great for thinking outside the box, for dreaming of more inclusive worlds, for thinking about, like, how do we make the structures that we have work for everyone, and which structures need complete reimagining. You may feel a little different from those around you when the moon is in Aquarius, but let's really consider, like, how we can connect because of those differences and not in spite of them. Again, this will be the day that the coven has its first monthly circle, so there's still plenty of time to sign up. And I did mention January 2024, which feels wild, but I guess that's where we're at. And I do have a new offering called the Transit Tracker, which is kind of like a month ahead astro weather report that is specific to your chart. So if you're ready to look ahead to January, now is the perfect time. I'm taking bookings for that service right now. And if you can believe it, the info that I shared about the Mars Kazemi, that's just the real tip of the sword there. There's so much more that could be said about the Kazemi. I talk about it in the November forecast videos inside the coven. I talk about it in my Scorpio deep dive video inside the coven. So there's so much more that you could hear about it if you are interested. Check out the coven. But in any case, thank you so much for being here and spending this time with me. I really appreciate it. Let me know if you're enjoying this new format. Hit me up on Instagram at Jasmine's Astrology. I really do appreciate you being here. I'm having fun with this new format. So hopefully I will see you again soon. But until then, I'll catch you in the cosmos.